Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to another pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. This morning, I'm joined with Bram Didix, who is the Vice President of LED and Image Processing at Barco. Bram, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm doing well.
Barco's had a busy week with the launch of the ClickShare conference, but today we're here to talk about LED. And LED, a lot of people, even a lot of people within Barco's own projection group probably would agree that LED is certainly one of the major display technologies of the future, but at the same time, it's already had a pretty big impact on our market. Would love to talk to you. I know that you're going to be in Hall 12, booth F120. Barco always has an incredible booth, but you're going to focus a lot on LED this year. So I'd love for you to tell me some of the. You're an expert at this. What are some of the trends in LED right now?
Yeah, that's indeed correct. We are going to put more and more focus on LED as well, and definitely at ISE. Now, everybody knows that LED technology is really on the rise in the industry with costs coming down and technology maturing. LED technology basically becomes a viable technology for a lot of the segments that Barco plays in. And that's what we will show. We will apply LED technology in the market segments that we address, workplace segment, control rooms, teamed entertainment, broadcast as well. So these are some of the segments that Barco has traditionally been a strong player in with other technologies like ClickShare or LCD or projection, and that we now want to also more aggressively address with an LED proposition as well. And you'll see that definitely at ISE.
Well, you have a partnership that you recently announced with Unilumen, and have introduced a bunch of new products since ISE 2019. In fact, 2019 was probably a bigger year for LED for Barco than I had ever remembered. The XT series was a big launch at 2019's ISE show. Can you talk about sort of what's gone on since that partnership and with Unilumen and sort of the XT launch?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Indeed. So, 2019 was a year that we kind of repositioned or brought a new product line to the market. I mean, Barco has been a pioneer in LED many years back, but we've struggled to kind of position as well in that marketplace. But with the XT series, we really bring a range of high res or narrow pixel pitch products to the markets and the segments specifically that we want to serve. It's a product range that comes out of our partnership with Unilumen. As you know, we've signed a strategic partnership agreement and we've also announced that we will take an equity stake in the company, because solidifying a strong manufacturing base with a strong, reliable partner is critical for us. We as Barco want to bring value on top of that, but obviously we're not the company that wants to build up high-scale manufacturing of LED. We do this on the one hand by tweaking products, by optimizing the color calibration, by making sure that the quality coming out of production is what we want. And we complement also LED technology with our image processing and LED processing technology that makes the quality of the products that we bring up to the level that our customers expect in terms of pure image quality, reliability, and a lot of other components that are crucial to high-end boardrooms, control rooms, and broadcast setups. So at ISE this year, we will also show or introduce at least a mid-end version, the XTE series, which is really catering for segments or customers that are a bit more price pressured and to counter some of our competitors' products as well. So it's an addition to what we already have announced last year.
Yeah, and have you announced the percentage equity stake you have in Unilumen, or is that confidential information?
We have, I think it's confidential information. We have made an announcement last year that will take a portion, I think around 50 million euro of investment. So you can do the math. But we're taking a sizable portion because we want to weigh on some of the strategic decisions. And we also want to make sure that there is a good enough strategic tie between both companies. And that's why we've decided to invest.
Yeah, and LED, you know, the interesting thing about LED, I mean, let's even your own hall that you're in ISE, there's probably 30 LED companies in that hall. But the difference that Barco provides is the support services behind it, compatibility with the other products, and the focus on the high-end imaging, which you've always, you know, that's probably Barco's lasting reputation. In 2020, will we see new products? I mean, are you going to launch, you know, an X-T2 series or something like that? Or what will we see as far as new product launches? What can we expect at ISE 2020 and beyond for the year?
So on your first comment, you're absolutely right. We want to add things on top that make the LED products better. We have a whole lineup of other technologies, which is something that is compelling to our customers and our system integrator partners, because they can buy everything from us. And LED is just another display technology that we add to the mix. And we're going to complement that with a more advanced service package, up to 7 years warranty. And obviously, we have a close collaboration with a lot of our system integrator partners. So we bring a level of trust and commitment to that as well that is important, and that some of our other competitors can't do. With respect to 2020, we're not planning to do any major releases in 2020. We just launched XT and XTE series. We're obviously focusing very much on building the next generation products, which is still going to add in terms of serviceability, installability, quality, high res, image quality as well. So we want to strengthen our cooperation with Unilumen by jointly designing products that are purpose or fit for purpose for our customers. But we're not planning anything new in 2020. We'll probably have to wait for 2021 to see that.
Well, everyone can see what Barco has right now by going to their booth at ISE in Hall 12. Actually, you don't even need a booth number because you can just walk into Hall 12 and see them. But it is F120. And I know there's going to be a heavy focus on the ClickShare conference because that was a new launch earlier this week. But there's going to also be a big focus on LED, how it fits in video wall applications, but also how it fits in large format applications and even indoor applications. So I know that's going to be something for everybody to see. Brahma, I really appreciate you joining me this morning, and I'll see you over there in about a week and a half.
Perfect. Thank you. I just want to add one more thing, Gary.
Sure. Go ahead.
We have a Whisper Suite. We have a Whisper Suite as well, where we typically find the Whisper Suite in the Elysium, I think, where we also have a dedicated LED suite, where we'll talk a little bit more about where we differentiate and what product is actually bringing for our customers. So people are also welcome to come and join our LED talks that we're organizing there to find out more.
Yeah, and that's always on the fifth floor of the Elysium. So if you're interested, you can pop by there. And of course, if you're not sure where to go, just go to the Barco booth. They'll help you out. Absolutely. Brahm, I appreciate you joining me. Of course, you can find out more information at barco.com. We're also going to go to Barco's booth the first day of the show and shoot videos all over the booth, every new product that they have. So if you're listening to this on the second day of the show or after the show, just go to raypubs.com/ISE2020. Type in Barco in the video search window. You can find everything. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.